Hello, this is Luke's Interesting Questions. Today I'm here to join with Owen. How are you today, Owen?
I'm alright, thanks, mate. How are you today?
I'm alright. So, I'm going to ask you some questions. And I want you to give me your opinions on it.
Okay.
So, I was speaking to Alan about music, and as I'm quite into music at the minute, what's your opinions about music in general?
I really like music. I really enjoy music. I think it's a good way of people coming together and expressing their feelings and emotions and things that have happened to them, a good way of venting and just bringing people together with one thing in common, giving something so two people who would never ever speak could have like a connection through music, and I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. Do you listen to any of the stuff which is played on the radio, so like pop, hip-hop, any of that?
I don't really like pop. I think it's just a bit... I think it's overrated, really.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy it. I think it's quite emotionless, just like robotic, the same old, same old.
Yeah, with like pop, it usually ends up being the same stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's like most of the people out there, they usually either put something about being in relationships, and then like they will talk about how much they spend on each other and how much they love each other, and then the next song that they drop is usually about breakups. But
yeah,
but pop,
it's boring. No one really enjoys it anymore.
Like, pop's almost like, it's almost like it attaches onto you if you listen to it to enough to the point where you have to just say to yourself, hey, it's going to keep coming back and over, just get used to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, there's like loads of people that I didn't like, and then it all just came to me, and I was like, oh, well, I like this. What do you think about music around the world? So, like, in most populated areas, like America, Europe?
My thoughts on American music is that some of it is quite good, but I honestly, I'm not a big fan of the I don't know how really to describe it, but the American rap scene, so like Juice WRLD before, like all of them sort of rappers, the kind of I can't really think of like what to call it, but you know what I'm, yeah.
Well, most people in America, it's like mainly either hip hop or like rap. But like there's this thing called like mumble rap, but like where Little Yachty uses all of that as well
like Lil Pump and people like that.
Yeah,
can't stand them. I think that it's not music. It's just screaming down a mic,
with 21 Savage and like Lil Pump. Look, 21 Savage music is like, in my opinion, the best way of getting into like the American stuff.
Mm.
But like with like Lil Pump and that, They almost just tell everyone like they're like, oh, look at me, I've got loads of money, I'm rich, and it's probably not the best way to like get it out to people, really.
Yeah.
But other than that, let's talk about your playlist and what you listen to.
I use SoundCloud because I like it. I think it's a good way of getting music. It's free, and I enjoy it. I think it's good. Not too many ads.
What was the last thing you streamed on Spotify or like SoundCloud? What was the last thing you streamed?
Eminem's new album, Music to Be Murdered By.
Yeah, he's recently after like the previous album he released, Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Like from that big gap from his last couple of songs, it was just like, it's almost like a massive gap, really.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And like everyone was wondering like what happened to him, and like he sort of died out for a bit.
Yeah, definitely.
But then after that he like came back a lot more bigger.
Yeah, definitely.
And after this new album, he's recently like making almost like a comeback, really.
Yeah.
But like, isn't he also? He's also getting like into like diss tracks and that.
Yeah,
like everyone else is doing.
That's why I don't really. I didn't listen to Revival that much because I didn't enjoy it. I thought it was quite boring, just kind of trying to copy everyone else and just doing. And then Kamikaze was kind of, it was verging on being back to himself, but still kind of bringing in the old, like just the copying what's good at the moment, and that's why I didn't really enjoy it. But this new album is good.
Yeah,
I really like it.
Because with music, once like a new genre is out, you haven't made music for a while, you just have to like somehow adapt it to the way how you usually normally play. But what do you think is the best song at the minute out of his entire album?
Probably, definitely Godzilla. I really enjoy it. I think it's a brilliant,
Godzilla,
song.
Yeah, in my opinion, I think it's a really good song, as well as the fact that it's got the audio from Juice WRLD as well. But as you said, like, you don't like the whole Juice WRLD thing.
I'm not a big fan of... I don't have a problem with Juice WRLD's music. I think his music's all right, but I just don't enjoy the genre of music, the mumbly rappers.
The mumbly rap, yeah.
The mumble rap sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, the mumble rap stuff is quite hard to get into.
Yeah.
But, let's move on to another question. What do you think on grime at the minute?
I really enjoy it. I think grime is brilliant. I think it's one of the best genres that's kind of, one of the best new and, like, genres that's coming through now, especially in the UK. It's massive. It's huge. And I really think it's quite good because it's just a way of people who, just normal people, expressing their, what they do on a daily basis, their lives through music.
Yeah, like Stormzy, like Heavy is the Crown.
Yeah.
Like this song featuring Ed Sheeran, Own It, that one pretty much blew up through the entirety through Europe and reached out to America as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's brilliant.
And like, especially with his recent rivalry with, what was he called again? I can't remember the name. Do you know the guy who was... No, I can't remember. It was his recent diss track with Wiley, that's it.
Wiley, yeah.
Yeah, his two new songs, that blew up as well, especially.
Yeah.
But the funny thing it was that I found out about this was the fact that his two diss tracks that he made on Wiley ended up coming on radio. But then Wiley's diss tracks never ended up making it.
No, I think it's purely because Wiley's not as big as Stormzy is.
No,
really, I don't know.
But Wiley did blew up back then. Like he was quite
popular. But I don't think he's ever going to be as big as Stormzy is in this country. I think Stormzy is here to stay.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, do you have anything else to say? Or
I was just going to ask you about your opinions on Australian and Irish grime and rap and like drill.
I personally have not listened to Australian drill because I did not know that was an actual thing.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did actually not know that. But I did watch a couple of documentaries. Noisy was one of them where they had someone go out to, Ireland, and they spoke to Walt, who is called the godfather of drill.
Yeah.
Inc. And the other one that goes by two names. But in my opinion for Irish drill, I think it's not too bad in most cases. It's the fact that people are claiming that because they've made that song, it's their fault for the stabbing, shootings, stuff that happens at school.
I don't think that's right. I think that's just people looking for someone. For someone to blame for things that are wrong in this world.
Yeah, especially the fact that most grime rappers now, they have to put a disclaimer at the start of it to say that it's not for actual reasons, it's only just for entertainment purposes. But I think Irish drill isn't actually too bad, to be honest. Yeah. But do you have any other questions for me?
No, that's all my questions.
I'm out of questions as well. That was Luke's three interesting questions. I'll see you next time.